Meanwhile, as the number of opioid overdose deaths continues to rise, organ donation programs are also seeing an increase. Compared to a decade ago, overdose victims now represent a much larger share of those who make a life-saving gift after death. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram reports.
Inside the Gift of Life Donor Program's headquarters in Philadelphia, there's a room that serves as mission control for organ donation. Three rows of desks face big screens that display records of potential organ and tissue donors. Workers here get a call every time someone dies in a hospital.
These guys are the hub of the wheel. They get the referral from the donor hospital. They separate the patients who are potential organ donors and notify our coordinator on call. We have 15 people on call per day in three states that go out to the hospital for organ donors.
That's Howard Nathan, Gift of Life's president and CEO. Gift of Life is the federally designated organ procurement organization in a territory that covers 11.2 million people in eastern Pennsylvania, South Jersey, and Delaware. Nathan says the 38,000 calls they get per year are increasingly deaths from drug overdoses.
10 years ago, only about 4% of our organ donors were from drug overdose. In 2017, it's 27% of our organ donors.
A total of 154 drug overdose victims within Gift of Life's territory became organ donors last year. Nationally, the number of these donors has more than doubled in the last 3 years to around 1,400. Organ donation is only possible when the cause of death destroys brain function but leaves the body's organs intact and on life support. That's often the case in drug overdose patients who are resuscitated after a long period of time without breathing. David Goldberg is a professor of medicine and a transplant doctor at the University of Pennsylvania.
A lot of the deaths are in young, otherwise healthy people whose bodies and organs can withstand that time when, you know, they're not breathing or their heart's not beating.
Drug overdose donors in Gift of Life's region were on average 32 years old when they died. That makes them good candidates for organ donation. And Goldberg says opioid drugs themselves don't do damage to organs. But donations from many drug users carry some increased risks.
There's this concern of an increased risk of transmission of hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. Those risks are still very small, but they're increased from baseline.
Federal guidelines put organs from people with a recent history of injecting drugs in a category of increased risk for disease. But improved techniques for detection have reduced the risk to the point that, for many patients, it's more likely they'd die waiting for the next organ. Gift of Life says about 20 people still die every day in the United States waiting for a transplant. But some patients are reluctant to receive organs with the increased risk label. Tom Burke of Folsom, Pennsylvania, needed a transplant in 2013 to cure his liver cancer.
And the first liver they offered me, I really didn't want it because the person was a drug addict and he did all kind of crazy other things, so I didn't want it.
Burke says the donor also had a history of high-risk sexual relationships. But within a month, his doctor brought him into the hospital to give him a liver from another donor.
He says, do you want to see your liver? Which at the time, I didn't know that Cody's liver was right next door to me.
The donor was Cody Souders. He was an 18-year-old from Easton, Pennsylvania, who had died in his home from an overdose of prescription painkillers. Cody's mom, Amy Souders, says he had elected to be an organ donor on his driver's license and that the family wanted to donate as much of Cody's body as possible.
So that his death wouldn't be in vain. And to be perfectly honest, the organ donation is really the only silver lining that we have in the whole situation.
Souders says her son made organ and tissue donations that went to over 50 people. Thousands of organ donors who were killed by opioid addiction have made donations like these possible. Gift of Life's Howard Nathan recognizes that the boon for organ donation comes out of tragedy.
Our job is to take the situation we have in front of us and try to turn it into an opportunity for new life for that donor and that donor family.
Tom Burke is now 70 and met the Souders family a couple years after surgery at the Gift of Life Donor Dash, an annual fundraising run in Philadelphia that supports organ donation.
Every one of them hugged me and wouldn't let me go. And they just was holding my side where, you know, my liver transplant where Cody was.
Souders says they've gotten together for a reunion at the Donor Dash every year since.
And all his children, his grandchildren, his wife, so they've all become, you know, part of our family.
For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.